Let's take our Bibles to John chapter 3. John, the third chapter. Verse 1 through 9. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh, and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? We want to consider the subject of grace in regeneration. What we believe in regards to grace in regeneration. Regeneration is one of those words that I call a 50-cent word. It's a 50-cent word. It's kind of long. It's one of those theological words. And I wonder how many of God's people know what the word regeneration means. Regeneration means rebirth. Means new birth. Means born again. A regenerate person is one that has been given new life. An unregenerate person is one that is spiritually dead. So regeneration means to be reborn. It means to be born again. And Jesus in this passage of Scripture makes it very plain that you must be born again. To have the forgiveness of your sins, to spend eternity in heaven, to be a child of God, whatever term you want to use, you must be born again. In verse number 3, Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, and you need to hear Jesus saying this to you tonight. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except someone is born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. I think the thought there is they cannot understand, they cannot comprehend, they cannot appreciate, they can't grasp the kingdom of God without being born again. You can apply it as just literally, meaning they're not going to see heaven lest they're born again. There's no harm to the passage in seeing it that way. And Jesus says in verse number 5, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Except a man be born again, he goes from he cannot see the kingdom of God to saying he cannot enter the kingdom of God. The water in this passage of Scripture is seen by some as speaking concerning the Word of God. The Word of God is called water, and we're cleansed by the washing of the water by the Word. Others see the water referred to in verse number 5 as the natural birth, the role that water plays in the birth of a child. Except a man be born physically and spiritually, you could say he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You must be born again, without exception. However you want to understand that word see, you must be born again to see. However you want to interpret and consider that word water in verse number 5, you cannot enter except you're born again. You must be born again. And Jesus Christ emphasizes his teaching here to Nicodemus in verse number 7 by saying, "Marvel not, marvel not." Don't be amazed. "Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again." Unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Don't marvel over that. You must be born again. Without exception. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, your upbringing, your lifestyle, your education, your position in society. You must be born again. It matters not who your parents are. It matters not your relationship or your connection to others who are or have been born again. Nothing changes the fact that you must be born again. If you want to see the kingdom of God, if you want to enter the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. Verse 14 and 15. "But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world." God forbid me from glorying in anything but the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Nicodemus came to Jesus, and Nicodemus was a Pharisee. Nicodemus was a religious man. Nicodemus was a ruler amongst the Jews. And Jesus Christ told him he must be born again. You can't glory in your religion. You can't glory in your position in society. He told him you must be born again. "God forbid that any glory in anything but the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, Verse 15, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision." The Jews put much upon circumcision, upon that act. The Gentiles put as much emphasis upon the lack of the act of circumcision. But rather, it's circumcision or uncircumcision, neither one avails in any regards. You must be born again. You must be born again. Not circumcision, not uncircumcision, but a new creature. What he says there is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision, but the new birth. Regeneration is what God requires, is what the Lord is looking for. 1 John 5. 1 John 5. Verse number 1. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begot loveth him also that is begotten of him." This is typically read as if this passage is saying, whosoever believes on the Lord Jesus Christ will be born of God, or will be born again. But there's a little bitty word there that speaks volumes. Anybody who believes that Jesus is the Christ is, I-S, is already born. The only the way a person can believe that Jesus is the Christ is if they've been born of God. Can't do that naturally in the flesh. You must be born again. Now, as we go back to John 3, you must be born again. By born again, we mean you must be born from above. You must be made alive spiritually. You must be born from above, talking about from God and of God. You must be made alive spiritually. In John chapter 3, verse number 6, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh." That's the natural man, that's the physical being. "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit," the Holy Spirit, "is spirit." So you must be born again, and when we talk about you must be born again, you must be born from above. You must be made alive spiritually. You must be born again of God. The physical birth that you experience does you no good in regards to salvation. No good in regards to eternal life, forgiveness. Spend eternity in heaven. There's totally different things we're talking about here. That which is born of the flesh and that which is born of the Spirit. You must be born again, so we're going from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. Everybody here who's alive has been born physically, born of the flesh. But those that are born of the flesh must be born of the Spirit, must be born from above, must be born again. Verse number 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, "And you hath he quickened." And you hath he quickened who were dead in their trespasses and their sins. And you know, you've heard it many times over. Quickened means to be made alive, means to be born from above. It means to be given spiritual life. In the flesh, a sinner is dead in their trespasses and sins. They must be made alive spiritually. They must be born from above. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "If any man be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." If any man be in Christ, he has been born from above. He has been made alive spiritually. If any man be in Christ, brand new individual has been introduced into heaven's family when one is in Christ. You must be born again. You must be born from above. You must be made alive spiritually. Being born from above, being born again, being made alive spiritually means that God gives us a holy disposition to the mind. A holy disposition to the mind that was not there naturally. We were just dead, depraved sinners. But when saved, God gives a holy disposition to the mind. So you must be born again. You must be born from above. And we're talking about being born again from within. We're talking about being born beyond the level of our understanding. Notice here in John chapter 3, the wind bloweth, verse 8, where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. The wind, you don't know where it came from. The wind, you don't know where it's going to go to. We can't see where it's coming from. We can feel it, but we can't see, nor do we see where it's going to. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. They're born within at a place beyond our understanding. And I know it's corny. And I know it's not technical, and I know it's not I don't want to use the word scientific. But so much of human life we experience here. We process, we hear, we understand, we comprehend according to the mind. But this thing called salvation, this thing called the new birth, doesn't happen here. It happens here. And I can't make it any plainer. When the Lord saves somebody, they don't figure it all out here. When the Lord saves somebody inside here, they see themselves, they feel themselves the sinner. They see themselves, they feel themselves in need of a Savior. They see themselves and they feel themselves in the need to believe. God grants them repentance and faith. And in here, beyond the level of understanding, they believe Jesus Christ died for them and nobody can convince them otherwise. You must be born again. You must be born from above. And being born again means being born beyond the level of understanding. In John chapter 1, verse number 12 and 13. But as many as received him, speaking of Jesus, many didn't. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, which were born not of blood, natural blood, blood that's in your body, not because of your relationship to anyone or anything, nor of the will of the flesh, not because they wanted to or because somebody else wanted them to in a real bad way. Not of the will of man, not because somebody desired it or planned or purposed it, or planned and purposed it themselves, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. But of God. See, beyond that level of understanding mentally, one must be born again from above, made alive spiritually, and it occurs within, beyond the level of understanding. And you can be like old Nicodemus. Say, that don't make any sense. I just don't get it. Well, let me tell you something. It will make sense and you will get it when it happens to you. When the Lord has mercy upon your soul and saves you and brings you to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to feel it here and nobody's going to ever convince you otherwise. And you'll no longer be like Nicodemus. How can these things be? You'll probably become one of those who wonders, why did it take so long? Why didn't I see it sooner? As we heard this morning, it's not complicated. It's really not complicated. With no disrespect intended at all to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God's plan of salvation is a simple thing. All have sinned. All need a Savior. God sent His Son to die for sinners. Jesus came gladly and died to save people from their sins. And all that believe will be saved. It's just that simple. Nicodemus made it complicated. As we read this morning in Sunday school, that man of great honor and besieged who thought he ought to be treated special. Naaman, that's right. Make sure I called it up right. Didn't make any sense. That's just too simple. But that's the way God saves, through the simple message. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. You must be born again. That means you must be born from above. You must be made alive spiritually. Being born again means you must be born within, beyond that level of understanding you normally operate under. And when you're born again, it'll bring about obedience to the gospel. When you're born again, it'll be evidenced by the fruits of the Spirit. You must be born again. That means you must be born from above, made alive spiritually. You must be born again from within, beyond the level of understanding. When God quickens and makes you alive, you'll be obedient to the gospel. And you'll receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you're born again, you'll convince everybody that you're born again by the way you live your life. You'll evidence it. Let's stand together. Have a verse of song.